Now I know where all the people from the 7:30 morning mass went. It's good for us to be here and good to be driving on drier pavement, that's for sure. The baptism of Jesus was at first very difficult for the early church to accept. It's kind of confusing. Here's Jesus at the Jordan River. He's taking his place along with all the others about to be baptized. And the early church wondered, is this any way for Jesus to behave? If Jesus is God, how can he allow himself to be baptized just like everyone else is when he is the Word made flesh without blemish or sin? And yet here we find it in Luke's gospel and in other parts of Scripture. But what the church came to realize gradually was that Jesus needed to become a member of the human family, not for his own sake, but for our sake. Joseph Veneroso is a priest with the Maryknoll Missionary Society. He writes of an experience he had in ministry which he will never forget. It was while he was serving as a chaplain at a hospital in New York City. He went in to distribute communion to a certain Catholic patient. It was a man who had survived a heart attack and was recuperating. The man was named Robert Hubka, and he invited the priest to look at a beautiful book that was on his nightstand. And in the book was a magnificent picture of that famous sculpture by Michelangelo, the Pieta. Many of you I know are familiar with it. It's the depiction of the deceased Jesus who's been taken off the cross and now lays in the arms of his mother. And the picture sparked a conversation between Father Veneroso and Robert Hubka. Turns out for most of his history, Robert was a Jewish and lived through World War II, much of it as a prisoner in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. And he told the chaplain that even though many of the survivors of the concentration camp became atheists, he himself kept his faith in God. But he said he was still unreconciled to the idea of, on the one hand, a good and loving God, and then on the other hand, the horrors of what he experienced at the death camp. And he said that that tension, you could say, continued for at least 20 years after World War II. But Mr. Hubka was a professional photographer. In fact, that picture of Michelangelo's Pieta, he was allowed to take in 1964 at the New York World's Fair. And he said, as he photographed that sculpture, he all of a sudden had a very profound sense of peace. He thought about it, and he realized that spiritually he was at a turning point. And strangely, in that same moment, he realized that he needed to become a Catholic. And the priest asked why. And Hubka responded that for the first time, he could reconcile his belief in a good and loving God, while at the same time, a God who was still present even in the midst of the horrors of the Holocaust. He said, I realized that just like the deceased Jesus in the arms of his mother, God did not abandon us in the concentration camps. Rather, God suffered with us and even died there with us. And he said that even though he didn't know very much about the Catholic Church, he did know that the Catholic Church proclaims and has always held up a God who is crucified, who dies with us. That whole insight of his and change of life came about through a work of art a sculpture. And it showed him to what extent Christ is willing to go to be in solidarity with human lives. And that solidarity began in all places, a river, using the most common and basic substance, water. To be sure, Jesus did not want to show that he needed to be washed clean of sins like the rest of us. But he did want to show that his love would bring God in solidarity with human beings, both in life and in death. He needed to show that he was that figure in Michelangelo's in the Pieta, who would be present with us even in the face of evil. In these days of mindfulness of our own church's sin and its need for conversion, maybe all of us need to realize more deeply what a recuperating heart patient came to realize, that even when humanity abandons Christ, Christ will never abandon us.